This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 29, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. 28 people are dead and more than 60 injured on Tuesday when three suicide bombers blew themselves up in Istanbul's international airport. Turkish police fired at the bombers at the entrance to the terminal before all three detonated their explosives. Officials said ISIS is likely to blame for the attack on this, the third busiest airport in Europe. The long-awaited report on Benghazi, Libya, was released on Tuesday with damning revelations of political wrangling and indecision, which led to the deaths of Ambassador Chris Stevens and his three colleagues on September 11, 2012. Ironically, CNN reported, quote, "no new evidence of wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton," unquote, in an obvious attempt to deceive the public. Democrats released their own report listing, of all people, Donald Trump 23 times, when he was no part of the situation at all. In response to the report, Hillary Clinton said, quote, "move on, nothing to see here," unquote. The lives of the Storman family of Washington State have been turned upside down for 10 years since they decided not to carry pills that cause abortion in their pharmacy. Their pharmacists, Margot Thielen and Rhonda Messler, stood with them as an extreme Washington state law tried to force them to do wrong. A federal judge ruled in their favor initially, but then another court overturned the decision. Their last legal hope was the U.S. Supreme Court. Even with the support of 35 pharmacy organizations, the Supreme Court announced yesterday that they will refuse to hear the case.
We're talking about the freedoms that were guaranteed to us first by Christ, then our country and our state. We realized that it wasn't about us, but it really had far-reaching impact. And that's when we decided, yes, our country means enough to us, our God means enough to us, we're going to do this. We're going to get on the bandwagon, we're going to stand.
U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves struck down a Mississippi bill that allowed county clerks to cite their religious convictions to avoid issuing marriage licenses to homosexual couples. House Bill 1523 was set to become law this week, according to CBN News, when the judge ruled against it. Judge Reeves wrote, quote, "Mississippi's elected officials may disagree with Obergefell, of course, and may express that disagreement as they see fit by advocating for a constitutional amendment to overturn the decision, for example, but the marriage license issue will not be adjudicated anew after every legislative session," unquote. Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves, no relation, stated that he disagreed, saying, quote, "if this opinion by the federal court denies even one Mississippian of their fundamental right to practice their religion, then all Mississippians are denied their First Amendment rights," unquote. Visitors to U.S. national parks are now free to use whichever public restroom they believe matches their, quote, "gender identity," unquote, according to the Department of Interior. National policy expert Peter Sprigg says visitors to national parks should be concerned. Sprigg, a senior fellow for the Family Research Council, said, quote, "it is troubling because national parks have traditionally been family-friendly destinations. Now, women and girls will have to worry about sharing a restroom with biological males," unquote. On Friday, President Barack Obama declared federal land at Christopher Park, across the street from where the Stonewall Inn riot in New York City took place in 1969, in honor of an event that sparked the homosexual rights movement. "Be warned, Mr. President, God will not be mocked. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." Isaiah 5:20. NFL star quarterback and outspoken Christian Tim Tebow is back in the news again, but not for his work on the football field or the mission field. This time, it's for working to help a man having a medical emergency and for praying with his emotional family on a Delta Airlines flight. Neither Tebow nor Delta released a statement, but multiple Facebook users posted pics from the plane and stories about what happened on the flight this past Sunday from Atlanta to Phoenix. Richard V. Gotti wrote in a Facebook post, "Tim Tebow met with the family as they cried on his shoulder. I watched him pray with the entire section of the plane for this man. He made a stand for God in a difficult situation." The man, who was evidently having heart trouble and seemed to recover once the plane landed, died later in the hospital. And that's the World View on this Wednesday, June 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.